are back. You were listening to Davin's Den. On the break, we were listening to a mix. Second segment of the show, we had a riveting interview with Bugs Bunny, where he may or may not be a homophobe. Not sure about that. We discussed Tom and Jerry cartoons. Very hard, very serious topics on tonight's show.
Yes, yes. Hard-hitting topics that only we discuss.
Yes. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I guess we should do a little Scam Busters, a little Land Jackson.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let me find...
Well, we get a song. We got a little song there.
A little song.
Right on.
Love our little song, don't we, Joe?
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good,
what's the matter?
Who are you gonna call?
You're Scam rushing Busters! The song with your hand.
No, I'm not rushing the song. I'm rushing my phone.
Oh, okay.
The song is my savior.
Yeah, that's okay, because I thought you're more like you control the song, stupid.
No, not.
I ain't afraid of no scams. You seen I love you running through your head. Who you gonna
I just got told by a new listener our show is amusing.
We try.
That's what we got. We got amusing. Yeah.
Scam Busters.
Beats stink.
Sure.
I'll take amusing in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I ain't feeling no scams.
This is what happens. I have a lot of multitasking.
Yeah.
You know this. All right.
I ain't feeling
Tom
no
says
scams.
We're coming out in the Midwest tour again this year.
You
should book it. Let's head back out.
Because it's just that easy. I get to go wherever I want.
Well,
and it always is cost effective.
Yeah, right.
I always have to say, no, you're giving me too much money.
Yeah, and every tour is like a Brady Bunch vacation, stupid.
What's my dream day? Oh, I don't know, driving halfway across the country to Michigan to take
the
stupid. Yeah, with Joe as he reads the signs for 12 hours straight.
And you go, I'll call tomorrow.
I called today. It's not that easy. They got to pick up the phone. I can't always go where I want to go.
That's the trick. They got to pick up the phone, and a lot of times they don't.
That's the reality of it, boys and girls. But, yeah, we'll try to get out to the Midwest. I really have not.
That was a great tour. That last tour was
It was.
Really
I was
good,
deathly
man.
Ill.
Yeah, I know.
Really.
I felt so bad. I did. Yeah, but that was a good tour.
Yeah, we did have a good time. All right. So where did we last leave off with Ann Jackson? You're always good with
memory. Oh, Jesus Christ. We left off that I think that she was still calling them fakes and phonies and stuff like that.
But not realizing they were scammers.
Not realizing they were scammers.
How many Mr. Davins do you think we got tonight?
I'm still going with... I'm going to go with three.
Three Mr. Davins?
And let's see. How many we... Oh, I got to keep score. I forgot Pip's not here.
I mean, it's not essential. We're not giving anything away, Joe. Just our lives.
All right. Let's just roll with three. I don't have a pencil.
I had a pen. Oh, here's a pen, Joe. A pencil? Is it a number two pencil? Stupid.
Number two.
Really? He made that into a poop joke?
All right. So I say three. Tommy says three.
All right. Anybody else weighing in?
I'm waiting. Lisa says two.
The numbers are way down, by the way. Wow. I mean, there was a point where we had like 14 Mr. Davins.
All right, so we're all in, folks. Lisa's in, Tommy's in. Lisa. All right, let's roll. So we got Lisa for two, Tommy for three, me for three.
All right, here we go. All right, so this is Ann Jackson, a vaunted anti-scammer.
Yes.
Who turns out is a victim. Still considers herself an expert. We have picked these scammers apart, and do not feel
quick, so. This just in, Showing the Love is going with seven.
Showing the Love is going with seven Mr. Davins. All right. So she sends me an email. Ann Jackson sends me an email. The truth I must expose. So, she sends me a link to a blog she's published, and she calls it Jesus The Truth I Must Expose.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, he's not mentioned.
No, you're going to read the... Well,
okay. Of course! I'm here to entertain, am I not?
You're amusing. Yes.
I mean this section of the show helps people. We educate people, but it's a little entertaining. So little, yes. I thought I would read the blog, Joe.
Okay.
All right. She calls it The Truth I Must Expose. One, I got the contact from these people, so-called U.S. soldiers Miller and Green. I also got the contact from so-called IC3 Brown Cotton, Interpol Eric Bohr, and Sarah Francois, and U.N. Secretary Melvin Santos. Of course, as we know, the real U.N. secretary is not a Latino, he's an Asian fella. But it's okay, maybe they got two. Maybe he's just really a secretary there. Maybe he's taking dictation, getting coffee and cream.
I'm not lying.
He's not the UN secretary. He's a UN secretary.
See,
it's all semantics. It's in the details.
Right, there you go.
All right. People judge them as scammers. Yeah. Number one, IC3 Brown Cotton sent message to me saying he is going to do the arrest. All I know, I report the scam to official sites. This is true. And then the person who is in charge of the case will contact the victims with their personal mail address. But people judge it as a scam. No.
No, the FBI tells you it's a scam.
The FBI
and
tells
you keep going like an idiot.
The FBI tells you it's a scam. At no point does anybody from the FBI ever contact you with a personal email. They will contact you with an official FBI email address, which will end in a .gov, .gov. Right. You will never get their personal one. And they're never going to tell you, we're going to arrest all these rascals. Right. That's never going to happen. He also asked me to send money, $200, only to the scammer Jennifer Green, because they want to divert the funds, which is 800,000 euros. Due to money laundering issue, the legal process is necessary. You must pay for tax clearances. And this is not true, but she's stating as fact to people who read the blogs. Because she believed it. Mr. Davin.
One.
Told me Soldier Miller is married according to his reliable source. Because I did tell her. I said the real soldier's married. Stop this. But IC3 Brown Cotton said, Mr. Davin.
Two.
Is a scammer. Brown Cotton met Soldier Miller in person, so I do not know who's real or fake. So here's the trick. You see, so because she carbon copies these scammers and all the emails where I'm guiding her and everything, which I've told her not to do, these scammers are like, no, Mr. Davin, that doesn't count, is the scammer. You can trust us.
You know, it's the funny thing with C-Sing, and I say it all the time, like during the day, if there is a special, if I have a customer that's placing a big order with me, you got to get me special pricing on this. You got to get, I matter of fact, I have like a $70,000 order on the table where I got to get special pricing. I go, let me see what I could do. Now, I'll go with to my regional manager and ask him that we got to get special price. We got 70 grand on the table, but I won't CC the guy that's trying to place the order because I don't want to know, I don't want him to know what I'm talking to my regional about. So for her to see, you know, you can't CC people on certain things. I don't know what she's doing.
Well, she has thought they are real. But the scammers
are
smart.
That's the problem.
The scammers are smart, though. They're like, no, this guy is feeding you all this bad information. This Mr. Davin is the scammer. Only problem with that is I've never asked her for anything.
Yeah.
I've never asked for any money or anything. I've just given her my time and tried to help her. So that's
a
little hole in the scammer thing. But the scammers with their stories, if you look, their stories are like Swiss cheese full of holes. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't look that far. They just look at it as Limburger cheese
because
and they stink.
They're trying to get vindication.
Right. So then she provides in the blog all the email addresses, which we've been over before. None of them official email addresses. IC3 Crime Internet, Interpol for Eric Bohr. She gives the Eric Bohr email address, the Dr. Santos, Melvin Santos email address, the EFCC Commission, all these email addresses. Harrison, email address, his real name is James Miller. Another mail address from him, jmiller1111@yahoo.com. She says, I never sent mail to him from this mail. Green Parker. Yeah, everybody's, all the fake information which we've been over before. So here's a conversation between Anne and IC3 Brown. Right. And before that, she goes, whose investigation is right? So she's putting it out there for the people. Who is right? Is it IC3 Brown Cotton, this guy who I think is the FBI, or Mr. Davin, this guy? Right. So here's the conversation between her and IC3 Brown. I tell her the Miller she's talking to is a scammer. I apologize. I didn't say that. So she goes to IC3 Brown, the Miller I am talking to is a scammer. IC3 goes, you have a webcam? She goes, this is what Mr. Davin told me. So she's repeating that I told her that Miller is a scammer. IC3 Ryan goes, he's a scammer. Me, why not tell him that he's a scammer? Ha 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 ha. That's what Ann says. Who is real? Who can arrest whom? Wow, you are a scammer. She's now calling Brown a scammer. He should tell Melvin. You want to trigger war? You will see. So now, you know, if she continues to believe me, World War III is going to break out. Interesting. This woman we found out can be manipulated.
Absolutely.
And she is paranoid. So it's a smart play by the scammers.
Just like a big scare tactic on their part.
It really is.
It's like you're trying to...
And now she's thinking, who can I trust? I've been talking to this IC3 Brown for years, this Miller for a couple of years, since 2011.
I think the guy that wants no money from you, not hitting you with fees, trying to talk common sense to you, I think that guy is the guy. Because look at the headway she's made with everybody else, with Brown Cotton, IC3 and all. It's been nothing but her sending fees, and you're the one that's looking for no money, trying to guide her.
So Brown goes, you should tell Melvin you want to trigger war, you will see. So Ann goes, that has nothing to do with why you profess to be in a relationship with him. That has nothing to do with you coming to the realization that the people you are talking to are a scamming syndicate. That is sent by me.
Mm-hmm.
But she sends that. That is a message I sent to her, and she now sends that to IC3 Brown. I could see the anger on your face. You are not pleased.
Because she's a dope.
Tell me how you really feel.
look, the whole thing about her is that this whole thing, to admit defeat on this, is going to be totally emotionally draining on her. Okay, but just to the lack of, and as a person going through something like that, your emotions take command of you, and sometimes you don't think clearly. But as somebody that is claiming that is an expert and is writing a blog, you have a responsibility.
I think writing a blog doesn't make you an expert.
No, God knows in my case. But even so, you know, you're claiming to be an expert on something. I think your emotions should not rule you over being, you know,
well,
you being an expert.
But she's involved because she thinks she has this friend who is murdered. And she's trying to get the scammers, and then they're asking for money. And they've given her this elaborate story how they arrested the people who killed her friend Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So she continues. She goes, wow, I can see the truth. I did tell him that his fake profiles are easy to do the research. Mr. Davin, the truth is that I found many mafias from his fake profiles. His fake profile.
Does that Mr. Davin count?
It's up to you.
We're going to make that count.
All right.
So we're all... We're Tommy and Tom, myself, at me, or even at three. Lisa is at two. Looks like Show the Love might pull this off. There's another one.
All right.
At seven.
The truth is that I found many mafias. I didn't even read it properly. The truth is that I found many mafias from his fake profiles. His fake profiles are good to do research, and I found how to bust scammers. This is why I can bust scammers fast. She's showing her feathers here. She's like a peacock. This is why I can bust scammers fast. Well, not really. IC3 Brown goes, okay, even he ain't buying this shit. He's like, really?
Yeah, that's good. All right, look, we all know what we're doing here. Time out.
Let's cut the bullshit. Slow your roll.
Yeah, let's throw our swords down for about 2 seconds and go, really? All right, pick them back up, back to work.
Abuga, come here. You got to see what she wrote. Look what Mammy Two Shoes is talking about. So, Ann goes, you are a liar. See through what people say. I have heard from several reliable people that you were in a support group for Miller. Oh, she's quoting me again. I have heard from several reliable people that you were in a support group for Miller and that you were, quote, obsessed with the real man. I also heard from a reliable witness that you tried to set her up with Parker Green and you said you were in a relationship with Miller. The people you are talking to are scammers or trying to frighten you. You should immediately stop contact with them. No scam hunters are going to kill you.
And who wrote this?
I wrote this to her at one point, and now she's copied this to Brown.
I think, in her defense, that might have been a scare, because he's calling you scammer. Mm. All right, and you're right, and she's showing, really? Well, this is what he's saying about you guys. So I think that's what she's doing right there.
Yeah, but it also puts me in danger, too. You know, exposing who I am. I mean, they might be doing a Google search of Mr. Davin.
Mister, you're going to find a hairdressing place in Schenectady.
She continues, these hunters, they are creating this, but fucking Miller is lying. You too. Why not expose yourself?
She's calling you a liar now?
No, she's calling Brown a liar. It's very hard to follow.
All right, well, she's along on the right path.
So Brown goes, you see? So Jackson goes, you lie to me. You are a scammer. Mm. This is good.
Good.
Brown goes, no. No exclamation point, no capital. No. Apparently he's working on a couple things. He can't be bothered. Got a couple fish to fry here.
Andrea's going, oh, okay.
No, that'll cover it.
You know, it's funny because Ann is so gullible. It's not like he has to present anything and give reason. No.
No. No.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Sorry I bothered you.
Jackson goes, the truth. You are a scammer. Brown goes, you are. Jackson goes, you are. Brown goes, you are. Now we're in the fifth grade. Yeah. And going back, you can't make this up.
Oh, God almighty. Then Ann goes, I'm rubber, you're glue.
Whatever you scam bounces back to you. Jackson goes, you can see the truth from them. All of them say the truth. The Miller I contact is a scammer. All of you are scammers. Go to hell. Brown goes, in cap locks, never contact me again. I will block you out now forever. Just like the FBI would do.
Yeah.
But it seems like we have a moment of clarity for Ann.
Yes.
This is good.
Well, it is good. But is she going to take that no answer as I just go, oh, okay? That's the trick right here.
Well, she goes, a clever scammer syndicate. Brown goes, send the money to Jennifer. And cap locks. After saying, I'm going to block you forever. But before that, send the money to Jennifer.
It's almost like a cut the shit moment. You're this, just send the money.
Send the money, stupid. I don't.
Yeah, right. Cut the horse shit and send the money.
Jackson goes, never. I have no money. Brown goes, she will clear the funds. Really? Jackson goes, ask Miller. Brown goes, that is all I know. Miller is ill. Jackson goes, why? Brown goes, you gave him blood pressure high. Just the way an American would say it.
You gave him blood pressure high.
Maybe it was a contact high. I don't know.
You gave her blood pressure high.
But do you see the guilt? She's like, you did this, Ann Jackson. He is sick now because of you. You did this.
We see this with this. We see this with other scamming stories. We see this with you, with this, you know, with what you're, you know, what Belinda and Mavis and everybody's done. They're very good on turning the guilt around.
Yeah. Well, they can try. She goes, he must be a big shot. This is kind of funny. Brown goes, Jennifer have all money. Well, Jennifer have all money. Left $200. You make that man think too much. Why? He is a very nice guy. This is the FBI saying, he's a nice guy. What are you doing? You're making him think. Don't do that. Just send them money. Jackson goes, where is Green? Brown goes, Thailand. Why wouldn't he be? Ann goes, I see. Brown goes, they are keeping peace now there. Problem there now. I guess there was an uprising in Thailand where we were sending soldiers.
You know what? Probably another reason to hold the money.
What do you mean?
Well, if there's an uprising, maybe they say there's a freeze in the banks and this, that, and the other thing.
Maybe. Interesting.
You know, it's like a side bullshit story.
Jackson goes, Thailand has unstable political situations.
See? That's what I was getting at.
Brown did a smart move there.
Yeah, he did. Because now if she's lagging on the money or they need to buy time, they could say, well, with the unstable political situation there, they're holding the money, it might be a couple of months before we need it.
They'll send the money someplace else.
They'll send the money someplace else. So there's going to be a fee to move the money from Thailand to the new transfer fee, try to get it. But like I was saying, I mean, it's almost like in a certain situation we're in, okay, we're trying to get some funds, okay? And we could try to get extra funds, but why go through the bother of that? Just go, you know, why add to that extra thing? And I think that's, you know, that they should really be cautious. I mean, if they're trying to get a certain amount from her, just get that and stop adding funds to stuff.
Yeah, but they've gotten so much money out of it. They're going to milk her dry.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you have to cut, you know, you have to realize, all right, look, we could blow the whole thing off if we're trying to recoup more money. So, yeah, let's see what we do.
Now, remember, Brown just said, never contact me again. So Brown goes, did you contact Jennifer? Jackson goes, no. Brown goes, okay. Brown goes, did you contact her? Jackson goes, it is her who did this by herself. Brown goes, no, never. What did she do? She wants to come to XXX. I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Now they're arguing with each other?
Yeah, of course. She says, she say it always to her dad. Jackson goes, do not contact me anymore. Brown goes, because she asked you to help her? She did it for you. Jackson goes, do not tell me anything. Brown goes, why? Jackson goes, because the fucking idiot funds destroy me. I am totally broke. Brown goes, at this stage? And Jackson goes, I have no money. Brown goes, I know that. Jackson goes, what stage? It is lie, scam. Brown goes, how is your fever? You know what? She's all pissed off. Let me divert. That's what Brown's doing. How's that fever going? Jackson goes, people are laughing. Never contact me. And Joe's laughing.
But the funny thing is the way they changed this. That's like on my house. Where have you been? Oh, I see you bought new shoes.
The broad's upset. Here, look at the shiny object. Jackson goes, I am looking for one more job. Brown goes, who? Jackson goes, I need to work. I need to solve my problem. Brown goes, she only needs $200. I'm broke. We all know I'm broke. But what's $200 amongst people that don't know each other? Jackson goes, never tell me, only. Brown goes, she can get the funds out. Jackson goes, I never see any money. Ask Miller to pay. He used me. Brown goes, I sent her the money last time. So Brown's saying he sent money. I bet you did. There's a cut.
Now they're trying to screw each other?
No, they're not trying to screw each other, but it's like, well, I laid out the money to Jennifer. We're all just trying to help this sweet girl. Why don't you do your part here, Ann Jackson?
What a team of pricks.
Or one guy. Jackson goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, Miller is having high blood pressure. Jackson goes, you've asked me to complete the fees before. Fuck him. He always did this to me. Brown goes, oh, no, please. Jackson goes, this is scam. Brown goes, no. Jackson goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, no. Jackson goes, I am fucking mad. Brown goes, it's only $200. Please believe me.
I like how they really haven't gotten out of their roles.
No, that's what I said. They both know.
One guy goes, no. The other one's, fuck you, I'm leaving. And the other Jack, like, fuck you. It's like the same characters every week. It's like expecting Fonzie to come in and go, hey. You know, you expect that and you get it.
So Jackson goes, I will tell people the truth. Brown goes, you will get the money. Yes, please, believe me. Jackson goes, never. She lies to me three times. I think it's more than that.
Lisa says, wait till they get Ebola.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Brown goes, she cries every day. Jackson goes, I will never contact all of you. That is her problem. I did tell her the truth. Brown goes, please. Jackson goes, because that's what the FBI does.
I love Brown. He's always one word.
Please. Jackson goes, I have no money. Brown said, she said you were right. She also said that this is the last stage. Yes, she is there. Jackson goes, I do not believe in it. Never. Ask Miller to pay. Brown goes, after all, Miller is ill. He called out of work, really. He can't, I'm having to handle everybody's job, character today. Can you?
They're all there. No, all their glory. These assholes, all of them. I love them.
Do you love them?
All of them have got antics, and they're not disappointed. They all came with their... You ever notice, like, you see a character, and they're not like the character you usually want to see?
Yeah, Belinda.
You know, like that, but like in a TV show or something like that. But it's like all their stereotypical nonsense that you love, they're all there, all hammering each other. It's like a really great, you know, fun. Well, not fun, tragic,
no,
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. Jackson goes, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. Brown goes, please believe. When you're down to begging, you know the scam's not working, though. Jackson goes, why not ask him to pay for it? This is his problem. Brown goes, oh. Jackson goes, when he's fine, he can pay. Brown goes, please. Jackson goes, I have no money. Do not contact me. Brown goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK. Jackson goes, just let her go back to UK. That is her problem, which is a very valid point. Brown goes, she cannot waste the money for transport. So Jennifer can't waste her money for transport, but you, Ann Jackson, should waste your money for Jennifer's transport. I don't think transport is a waste of money. I think that's something you have to pay for. So Jackson goes, that is her problem. Brown goes, please. The student paid you. Please. Because remember, now Ann Jackson's students, because she's a teacher, have actually given her money to pay these scammers.
That's
we've
so told. Sad. You know, she's it taking is. Money from work. She's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. It sucks.
Well, she put this on a blog for everybody to see. Jackson goes, I will never send money. Brown goes, help her. Jackson goes, never. I have trouble. Brown goes, $200. And by the way, when he writes $200, the dollar sign is after the 200, which is not the way an American would write that. She goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, it will be solved. Jackson goes, never. Brown goes, yes. This is ridiculous. Jackson goes, all of you destroy me. I will have problem. Brown goes, no. Jackson goes, this destroys me. Fuck you. Brown responds, please. Brown goes,
they're killing me tonight. They're fucking killing me tonight. I just wrote Lisa. I go there because Lisa goes, this is hysterical. And I go, yeah, they're all on their game tonight. Every cliche thing, or every, what's the word that defines them? Like their character, every characteristic that they have tonight is out there on the table.
But yet she believes this might be FBI. So then after please,
he's a dimwit.
Brown goes, yeah, it does go beyond naive at this point. It really does. Brown goes, never. She goes, you do, for 2 years. Brown goes, no. Jackson goes, no. Jackson goes,
at least they're all on the same page.
Jackson goes, think about what I said. If you were me, you would know the truth. You were like mafias. That's true. Brown goes, never. Jackson goes, the way you do to me. Brown goes, I know how you feel. Do you? Do you really?
I don't think you do.
No. Jackson goes, never contact me anymore. Brown goes, if only it were that easy.
God, you know what? You talk about Tom and Jerry.
This is Tom and Jerry
right here.
It really is. Brown goes, I cannot do anything bad to you. Now remember, he has threatened her repeatedly. Friend, the guy, his boys are going to show up and kill her and all sorts of things. It's going to start trigger a war. And now I can't do anything bad to you. I mean, he lost his character. That's a, you know, there's a deviation. There's a whole plot. So Jackson goes, you did it from the gold bars, from the funds, the way you did to me. You hold all the money I paid. You never return to me. Fucking mafias. When Miller wants money, Brown goes, since you insult me, I will cease contact with you.
Well, at least he put more sentences together.
Sure.
Is that enough?
This required two sentences, Joe. Jackson goes, that fucking Miller. Like he would go that wascally wabbit. That fucking, ooh, Miller! Like Mr. Wilson with Dennis the Menace.
Mr. Dennis!
Jackson goes, I will show the truth. Now, Brown says here, Miller's a good man. Jackson goes, because I did tell Jennifer. Brown goes, you are wicked. Jackson goes, fuck you. Brown goes, send poor girl out. Jackson goes, he is wicked, not me, fucking Miller. Fucking Miller. like me when Pip doesn't show up. Fucking Pip. Brown goes, Jennifer will swear for you. You are very mean. Are you? Jackson goes, I did tell the truth. I did tell her everything. Who is wrong? You Americans never take any responsibility.
We've heard that before.
That's a problem.
We've heard that before.
This is why people in the military want to work with me and people like me, because they do realize that these scammers are ruining the American reputation and the American military's reputation. Remember, this Jackson is a foreign national. She's not an American.
Yeah, and how many times have we heard of that Americans don't have credibility?
Only when our presidents speak.
Wow, he's eating.
I said presidents.
Yeah.
Presidents.
I think you're starting to finally have enough of your guy there.
I'm not thrilled with him. I haven't been for quite some time. I just don't think, like some people, he's an enemy of the country. Yeah. Is he? Yes. He's sneezing on children with Ebola. That's what he's doing. He sees a little 5-year-old. He went to Western Africa, picked up some Ebola, and is sneezing on children one at a time. Yes, that's what Obama's doing, stupid. Where was I? So Jackson goes, you Americans never take any responsibility. Brown goes, she also struggled for money. Jackson goes, go to hell. You destroy me. All of you. Fuck you. Brown goes, this is why China wanted to destroy Japan. What? What?
They are so good tonight. They are so, everything they're known for, everything, every stereotypical thing they're known for, character, let me rephrase what I just said. Every character trait that they are known for, they're bringing to the table in fucking spades tonight.
I don't even
and
know
the chat and everybody in the chat, man, we're all agreeing with it.
No, they're enjoying this.
Yeah, we're all agreeing that they're bringing on their A game tonight. Everybody, well, everyone.
Well, it had to be the A game because this is what she posted as a blog.
Yeah, yeah.
My head is exploding reading this. Jackson goes, "I will call FBI." Brown goes, "What do you think Brown says?"
Leave me alone.
Brown says, "Call now."
Yeah.
And go to jail. Money laundering. Be dialing, people. Mark McGuire rookie cards at the FBI. Old reference. Anyway, go to jail. Money laundering. See a threat there. Call. You're going to go to jail. Because they know that Jackson has sent money. And she probably is money laundering, although not intentionally. Jackson goes, "I still remember what Eric said. No need to pay." Brown says, "Fuck off." He's had enough. Jackson goes, "Only pay for this." Brown goes, "Eric will arrest you. I'll never do any harm to you. Eric's going to arrest you. You're going to start a war with China and Japan." Jackson goes, "I never see the money. Fuck you." Brown goes, "He's in Japan." So I read this blog, and I respond to Anne. I go, "Interesting. I'm traveling, and we'll write more tomorrow." I actually think you and I were in Nevada at the time.
Right.
Nice miss. He calls.
I'll clean it up.
Soon. I hope so.
We're in the middle of a show.
Almost. I go. "He calls me a scammer, yet he can't write to us from an official FBI email address. I hope at this point you trust me. Stop talking with all these people. They only want your money." She responds, "Mr. Davin,
that is four.
Last year, the RBS bank agent was looking for me. They called me. They found me. But I did not apply for the funds. Maybe their conspiracies to divert the funds. So Jennifer went to Scotland. This is their plan. I finally see through the truth. I sent money to Brown Cotton in 2011 in London, in UK. In 2011, I got the contact from FBI. And then Brown Cotton contacted me. I got the contract from CIA. D and then CID Investigation Department. First, it is from official mail address, and then the personal address from Mr. George. About Soldier Miller, I do not believe in that support group, Soldier Miller. I think it is necessary to check it out. Why not send a letter to Stacey Moore to make sure? I don't even know who that is. I don't know who that is. What is real? What is fake?
At this point, it can't hurt.
Sure. Why not? Let's add more madness.
What's her deal?
Jackson continues, "What is real? What is fake? All the scammers are gone. I do not believe in funds because I am fighting for it now. These people are fucking mafias for me. I do look down upon U.S. soldiers due to these two mafias, Parker Green and James H. Miller. Ask CID. They can arrest criminal soldiers." So after all of that, she still thinks there's U.S. soldiers. After all of that. Joe, that was a good point for you to interject.
I'm sorry.
Unless I'm doing a solo show tonight.
You know, sometimes you forget the rhythm of the show. Because at that
every point, night at 6:30 on Tuesday.
I'll explain it. Because at this point of the show, I'll be thinking it over. Pip usually chimes in with her point.
Right.
So when you said, "Well, what do you think?" I'm usually waiting for Pip to chime in. I look and there's an empty chair. Sorry about that. Sorry. She's in denial. I'm telling you, this whole thing is denial. For her to realize the gravity of the situation, it will be absolutely devastating. She's trying to reach at any straw she can get to get vindication to herself, regardless of what she's believing or what she's not, who she's leaning on or who she's not. It's all about her. It's all about her, not helping anybody else. She's trying to be a leader, a group leader, to try to vindicate herself, to give her the self-confidence that she's doing the right thing and that these people are real. And it's not, and she can't see it.
Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, we've never, I don't recall discussing her as possibly a selfish person, but that's what you just said. But,
yeah, and I'm saying that because she is trying to get vindication to make sure that her, you know, to get vindication of her actions. She's being a leader, and she's leading these people, and to feel like a leader and try to do something noble, and that she's trying to help people is feeding the psyche of her.
Feeding her ego.
Feeding her ego.
Not That's
her
interesting. Ego, but I never
not,
looked at it like
but
that.
But not feeding her, you know, just trying to, you know, from that devastation that could be there. She's all in with this now. And she's trying to believe that this is true to get that vindication.
Do you think she believes me?
I think she does believe you. I don't think she wants to listen to you.
Do you think she believes that I am a scammer, like Brown said?
No. You got to remember something. About 2 years ago, we had dinner. And I'm saying...
I think we'd be a lot thinner if that was the last time we had dinner.
Yeah, that's true. And you were telling me this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, I know. Was I making some decisions that were right? Maybe, maybe not. But you want to know something? I didn't doubt you. You know, I wasn't listening because in my mind, I wanted something to happen that didn't. And that's exact. And that's pretty much nailing it on the head, dude. I mean, we had some heavy discussions going on in my life. And I'm making decisions on a hope something's going to happen. And you're trying to massage common sense into my head. And, you know.
Well, it seems like she believes these people are no good. It does not seem like after all of this that she understands that these are non-Americans, which is disturbing. But on the bright side, it would seem like we have halted her sending other women to these soldiers. Because remember, she had said in a reading from a couple of months ago where she was going to hook up more women with Parker Green.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like on the one hand, my investment on Ann Jackson, which is quite maddening and time-consuming, has at least, for now it would seem, halted the flow of women to these people.
Here's the deal. I feel bad for her because she refuses to see the truth, and I am upset with her.
Which, by the way, I hate to interrupt, which is not unusual for victims, by the way. They get presented with all this information, and they still don't see the
truth. And this is exactly the problem. But I am not pleased with her because she's dragging innocent people along on the ride. She's advising people. She's got people behind her.
Right, and she's still posting. This is from March.
Yeah.
She's still posting blogs.
She's dangerous to these people. She's doing this these people that are following her and believe her a disservice.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And if you've got, you know, if you're involving other people, if you've got something and, you know, that you know in the, and you do, that this probably isn't it. But you have this feeling that it could happen. It could be true. But sometimes you got to realize that you might be dragging people along for the ride. It really shouldn't be. You have no right dragging along.
Well, I do not have the following that I don't know. Maybe I do. I don't know. That Ann Jackson had. But I do feel a responsibility because for some reason people do come to me with these scam things now at this point. So I do feel a responsibility that if I give them advice, to be sure. On the advice. And if something is pointed out to my attention, hey, that might be right, I do the research. I'm open to the possibility that I might be wrong.
And here's the main thing. Now, the show has been called on the carpet several times of going, well, these guys might be scammers. These guys might be, you know, these guys just doing a show to entertain. He could care less.
Clearly, now, we're not entertaining.
No. But we do, the thing is because the emotional aspect is out of it, we do the research. We do make damn well sure. If we do get questioned on something, we research it. Sometimes we go, hey, you know, Jesus Christ. Or sometimes we turn around and go, no, we did the research on that. And here are the facts. So we're not being guided by emotion where Anne is.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's why I really have a problem. I mean, some people who are leaders in the anti-scam community who have – or administrators, excuse me, on these Facebook pages who have been scammed, they can detach. Unfortunately, a lot of them, even though they think they can detach, they're still emotionally hooked. I mean, it happened with me last week. Somebody who I respect and like a lot – said that the majority of scammers come from Nigeria. And I said, no, that's not really the truth. And I brought up a bunch of articles. And in fact, a lot of the most scams originate from like United States and the United Kingdom and everything. Mm-hmm. That's just the facts and everything. But this person was like, well, in my experience, they're all from Nigeria. I go, yes, but we're in an insulated community and we're dealing with one aspect of scams.
Right.
Because this person had such a bad experience with scammers, and I respect this person a lot, and they do a lot of good work as an administrator of several pages, they could not look at and evaluate the facts objectively.
Well, if in his in his environment, in the work that he's doing, if 90%, 99% in his environment, if 99% of the people he's dealing with are Nigerian scammers, it's a safe bet to say that he is going to assume that all of scammers are from Nigeria,
right, which is why
in
I
his
said,
world.
Well, exactly, which is why I said you have to preface it. Go, well, with my experience, 90% of them. You can say that because that might be a true statement in my experience. But then when facts are shown from various websites, which are from the law enforcement, who actually does track down these scammers,
right?
Then you got to admit.
Well, somebody with an open mind. Let's say that.
That's my point.
Let's say I'm the guy, and I'm the guy, and you go, well, with everything I deal with, it's 90%, Davin. Well, look at the stats, and if I go on the stats, and I'll be damned. And I admit that and go, you know, you're right.
That's fine.
But if I'm going, well, no, you're wrong. That's, you got a problem. There's a problem.
That's my point.
There's a problem.
That's my point. Right. That's why I think, and there's always exceptions, but I think the best anti-scammers, whether they're scam baiting or counseling or doing whatever in the anti-scam community, I think the best ones are people who have never been scammed. For the most part. That being said, there's some notable exceptions of people who have been scammed and who do great work. Mm. But I think one of the reasons why we're effective is none of us have been scammed on any of these type of scams.
Right.
So I think that helps us. All right. Speaking of scams, shall we go to Africa?
We most certainly should.
All right. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. All right. When we last left, we had the aftermath of the phone call with Belinda, where they said they finally said they felt bad for the passing of Dick Eldorado's death.
Yes, no, thank you.
But, you know, and we think we were talking to the husband of the real girl, Belinda.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we were not talking to the girl, Belinda, who I had a connection with, but the guy was playing the part of Belinda. I got a little psycho. I threw a little suicide in there. And as tensions were rising, Belinda had to get some kenkey and fish. Kenkey is a dumplings, I was told by somebody. Some, like, African dumplings. So they had to get some stew. They were hungry. And I'm like, really? Now? It's like, what? I can't. And Belinda's like, I can't be hungry? Okay. Fine. Would that pretty much sum it up to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So now we are on May 18th, 2013. This is the day after the phone conversation. Who do you think shows up, Joe?
In the phone conversation, I would say...
This is the day after the phone conversation. This is now on Facebook chat.
I would say their new scammer.
Mavis Mills!
Really?
Mavis Mills. Now, remember, last time I spoke to Mavis was a month ago.
Heavy, but you said some heavy... You were laid some big guilt trip.
I blame Mavis. When I was talking to Belinda, I blamed Mavis on the phone that she is responsible for Dick Eldorado's death and Mr. Whiskers, besides me and Belinda.
Now, it's a very interesting dynamic. Now, we have, let's look what we got, what's going on right now. We have Mavis that got in touch with you. We've got your old Belinda, and we've
Mavis
got...
Mavis Mills, by the way, Dick Eldorado's, the dearly departed Dick Eldorado's ex-girlfriend.
Right, right. So, we got your old Mavis, your old Belinda. You've got the new Belinda. And you've got Mavis. So here's where we have a talk. Who do you think contacted who, and who do you what do you think's going on right there?
Well, I think obviously, I mean, Belinda and Mavis like to say they don't really know each other, but you know, as I revealed several weeks ago, well, we found the picture of them together.
Yeah, they do. They know each other, and believe me, if you're listening to the clips that we've been posting, they know each other damn good.
Yeah, exactly. So I think somebody got on the phone to Mavis. As part of the same scammer syndicate. And we've, on the past shows, tied all things together.
Old
like the
Belinda
emails.
Or new Belinda?
I don't know who. Somebody got a ring of Mavis, though. Because, yeah, remember, a month ago, Mavis blocked me because I was talking about her brother, Mickey Wynn, and she's like, what did he steal from you?
Because this is an important thing, because this is the human element right here. We're talking about the human element that she's getting back. Okay, she didn't have to get back to you. Okay,
Mavis?
Yeah, Mavis didn't have to get back to you. So I think it might have been the old Belinda that may have laid a guilt trip on her because the new Belinda could care less.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
You got to think. If you're going to say, well, who called who? I got $10 on old Belinda contacting Mavis.
Interesting. All right. So let's get into this. Mavis goes, hi. I go, hello. She goes, how are you? I go, terrible. And you? She goes, I'm cool. What's wrong? What make you feel terrible? I go, Mavis, why are you talking to me? Last time we spoke, you were horrible to me. You sent Belinda lies about me. What exactly do you want? Remember, she told Belinda I was cheating on her with my wife and everything. Mm-hmm. Remember all that?
But
trying to get us to break up.
But you want to know something, though? With the secretary at the lawyer's office.
That's 2012, dude.
I know, but still, and also with your protege, the comedy protege.
Yeah,
you know, I believe you got to understand it. We're at two sides of the story. I mean, I'm behind because I'm doing the, you know,
right.
But you know, cheating and horse sitter. You've kind of had a history of that stuff, so it's not like,
yeah, but not with my wife. Never with my wife. That's the woman I will not touch.
Really? Yeah,
Although I did try to make her jealous once with the wife, and it didn't work.
Yeah. You know, but really, this is not from the This Just In department, you know?
So I go, what exactly do you want? Mavis goes, nothing. And by the way, I sent Belinda nothing. What the hell is going on? I go, she said you sent to her a letter saying I'm a liar and all this other stuff.
And you killed Deck El Dorado.
Can we do a show?
I get excited.
You do. Anytime Dick's involved, you're happy.
Oh, it's my guy. You killed my guy.
You love Dick. Anyway.
I'll get it later.
I go, right after you went off on me for no reason. Remember, she lost her shit about Mickey Wynn, her brother. I go, she's not been the same since. I tried to be your friend, but that was my mistake. Mavis goes, I only felt you lied to her since you are with her and you still married. I go, she knew that. I never lied to Belinda. I'm the honest one in all of this. I never lied to you either. And you both turned your back on me. I get it now. It is because I am white and this is all just a game.
Oh, God, you're an asshole.
Wait a second. Why?
Because I'm white.
Well, but remember. Remember.
What a card you pulled on that one.
But remember,
smoke. You look like brown cotton.
But remember, they claimed to hide who they originally were.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to experience, because they had been hurt by white people.
Right, right.
You know.
And you even alluded to that last week.
Yeah. She goes, it's not like that. I go, what is it like, Mavis? She goes, looks like you don't trust each other. I go, well, she no longer loves me like she used to, and it all started with you. Mavis goes, why do you blame me all of a sudden? Tell me the exact time going on. I go, why don't you ask Belinda? She goes, it's been long since you spoke about Richard. Is he married again?
Do me a favor. I was just driving something on the chat. Just read that line. I just want to hear that because it's a key thing here. Just read that line.
Mavis goes, it's been long since you spoke about Richard. Is he married again?
All right. Somebody's not telling somebody something. I mean, she got back to you, okay? Now, if it was the old Belinda speaking to her, shouldn't she bring up, like, condolences about...
Everybody! New Belinda, old Belinda... So everybody knows Dick's dead.
But the thing is that the whole reason she is back to you, obviously, is somebody told her that Dick killed himself.
Yeah, somebody said you better call Stupid.
But you know what? Just as common sense.
She's
as a
playing
scammer.
Dumb.
She shouldn't, you know what? Where the hell is she coming from out of the blue?
It's been a month and she blocked
She should be coming up, oh my God, I can't believe he died. I'm so guilty. I'm heart. Please accept my condolences. I mean, I don't think they're, do you think they're playing their hand right about here? Trying to keep the whole story congruent.
Well,
I don't
remember,
think they
don't want to accept blame. So, I don't know. Maybe playing.
But you know what? You don't want to explain.
Maybe they're trying to trap me the way I trap them.
If there was somebody, if you like somebody, you date somebody, or, you know, and you know, and you want to call them and say hello, you've got to have a decent reason to come back out of the blue. Okay? You
just
go, how
chat,
have you
buddy.
Been? I heard, you know, but.
And she just, they're just playing
and,
coy.
And just, but you would question. She knows that she heard Dick El Dorado died. She's going to call you back, okay? Wouldn't you start the conversation off, oh my God, I heard, blah, 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 blah.
Unless they're not getting the full
But what's the point of even, maybe that's right.
Maybe
unless
somebody, hey,
not
listen, you got to call Davin.
You got to call Davin, but they really threw her under the bus if that was the case.
Yeah.
Because she should have given you the backstory in that because, you know, I mean, why would she call out of the blue? She would have no reason. She told you to go to hell. She ran off. You know, she's calling you because somebody told her Dick El Dorado is dead. Now, with that, she should have enough common sense to know that it's a big issue, and she should address the topic as soon as she gets on chat with you.
That would be the obvious play, wouldn't it?
It would be the obvious play. It would be the smartest play.
So Mavis goes, it's been long since you spoke about Richard. Is he married again? I go, there is a reason why you popped up.
Yeah, good boy, good boy.
I go, you've spoken with Belinda. She told you exactly what has happened. Mavis goes, I had her message, but she never told me what is wrong with Richard. She said there was something going on with Richard, but she doesn't want to tell me.
It's called death.
It's called death. I go, what is wrong with Richard? You two are way closer than you pretended. Why don't you tell me about that, and then I will tell you about Richard.
Oh, God, dangling on a carrot. Good boy.
She goes, she sent me a message on Facebook. I go, I know you're closer than you pretend. Should we play the Interrogate the Scammer music?
Yes.
All right, let me find that. Because it kind of feels like an interrogation is coming
Plus
on.
Plus, I worked hard on it.
This is one of our favorite games. No, that's not it. Interrogate the Scammer intro.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Davin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
Thank you. So it seems like an interrogation's coming over. I know you're closer than you pretend. The thing about money is, if you let it rule your world, the people closest to you can be bought. You like what I did? Did you like what I did there?
Yeah.
What did I do? I don't think you missed it.
I was reading what Tom said.
Yeah, of course you missed it. Stupid.
Well, it's not that I don't give a shit. I'm trying to run the chat and run the show.
Don't worry about the chat.
All right. What was the line again? I'm sorry. Yeah.
I go to her, I know you're closer than you pretend. The thing about money is, if you let it rule your world, the people closest to you can be bought.
That's true.
But do you see what I'm doing? I'm introducing the fact that somebody in their circle is on my payroll.
Okay.
I'm trying to get some distrust going.
Okay.
That's what that move is.
All right. Also, yeah, because you could have went two ways on it. You could have went with guilt. You could have switched trust to hurt. Which would also allude to her that money, you know, this guy, you know Dick Del Dorado's dead, and you know you're damn well behind it.
So Mavis goes, are you saying she bought me? I go, I'm saying you two are playing a very dangerous game, and I told her I had people in Ghana. I told her I would try to protect her and those close to her,
oh, good,
and
she
I was.
Yeah, good, she shits her pants over this stuff.
Yeah, remember before she thought I was a murderer?
Yeah, good, yeah.
So she goes, so I guess you see me as a bad person, right? I go, I most certainly do.
Yes.
At one point, I thought maybe you had good in you, and we could be friends, and I could help you. You have shown your colors to me. You treated me terribly for no reason. You and Belinda still will not admit that you are more than just random Facebook friends. You want me to think you are good? Show me you are good. Do something a good person would do. Mm. She goes, what would you want me to do? She goes, and if you don't want to tell me what is going on with Richard, fine. I go, tell me the truth about you and Belinda. Stop with the Facebook bullshit. I know you are closer than
that. Stop right there. You're playing a good game here because basically what you want is she wants to know what's going on. She has an idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. She probably, regardless of how Belinda explained it to her, has got to have a guilt trip or somewhere in the human element that Dick El Dorado killed himself, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you want to get an answer and somebody's beating around the bush, it is one of the most frustrating things ever. It'll force her to maybe fess up. So you're playing a very, very well played right here.
Mavis goes, what the fuck? You always want people to accept things they don't know and things they have never done. What the hell is going on in your head? Interesting play by Mavis there. Mm. I go, fine, Mavis. It does not matter. I hope you're at peace because the hounds have been released. We all have blood on our hands, but you do most of all.
I got to tell you, and I hope the guys in the chat agree with me. Everybody's bringing their A game in tonight, man. Everybody must have had a pep talk or a rally meeting or coach spoke to him before the show.
I wish Rex Ryan would have done this with the Jets before we flew out to San Diego.
Yeah, I understand. That's like Coughlin in the second and during the half. Everybody must have went upstairs because everybody is fucking swinging their A game tonight, man.
Mavis goes, what blood are you talking about? Is someone dead or killed?
Ah,
I go.
Why would she say that? Why would she say that?
I don't know.
Why would she say that?
That's a good question. I go, Sakala is not a victimless game. Remember now, Sakala is the black magic they do this game.
Now, the good thing is you're going right back to dangling that. You didn't back off. You didn't back off. You're dangling that carrot still.
I go, Sakala is not a victimless game. When you play with people's lives, bad things happen. It might be just money for you and your little gang, but there are people on the other end that buy into the myth. Not everybody is like me. Some people just can't handle being lied to by somebody they trusted so much.
Ramifications.
Yes.
Ramifications.
Which is what I've been doing with them the past few days.
Right.
She goes, so are you saying people are dead? I go, I am. Do you care, or is it just another dumb fucking mugu? And for once, try and be honest.
Nice.
She goes, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. You say blood are on her hands, and you're saying crazy things to me. Why are you filled with filthy things?
I got a comment. I said everybody's running their A game. And I said, Tom, well, not everybody is swinging their A game tonight, Joe.
Shut up. A Bugs Bunny was swinging
his...
Yes. Shut up, Tom. Stupid MC trying to... I go to her and go, I go, no, unlike you, I speak the truth, which is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
She goes, I've not lied to anyone after Richard. I go, you lie to me now. Tell me about your real relationship between you and Belinda.
Hold it. Stop. I have not lied to anybody after Richard.
Because remember, she came clean to Richard, she says. Richard never opened up his spam filter.
Right. Ah, that's right, yeah.
I go, you lie to me now.
Tommy's right.
What?
Maybe Tommy's right. I'm not interested in the A game tonight.
I go, tell me about your real relationship between you and Belinda. How many people are going to die because of this? She goes, who is dead? And I don't have any relationship with Belinda, period. She's sticking to her guns on this one.
Right.
I go, Richard Eldorado! She goes, what the fuck? What happened to him?
Where do we go here?
I go, really? That is what you say? Fuck off, you bitch. I go, he loved you, and he never got over the lie. I had no idea. You fucking killed him and let you in. And
nice.
I,
nice.
You fucking nice. Killed him, and I let you into his life.
Nice.
She goes, you are crazy. She goes, did I shoot him with a gun? Let me tell you. He once sent me an email and told me he would kill himself, and I can forward it to you. All right. Mavis has the
Jesus
A-game.
Christ, I hope shit doesn't go like this in real life. I am fucked.
You most certainly are.
Jesus Christ, I got screwed. I got screwed on my pretend shit.
Some of the real shit.
I go, no, I am not. She goes, I can forward it to you. I go, no, I'm not. He committed suicide, and he killed Mr. Whiskers.
Is this you or her?
This is me to her.
Oh, okay, because I figured that she's telling you she knows the story. Okay.
And he killed Mr. Whiskers. Forward me whatever you want, and don't you ever call me crazy again. Do you even care? Does it matter? Be honest. She goes, I care about him. That's why I thought it was wise to tell him the truth. I go, so when you and Belinda start down your road of deceit, do you think us white devils are going to be like, oh, that's cool. No problem.
Did you know he passed on to another life doing a show from Covenant's Radio? I got reincarnated.
It was a short life. I go, real feelings are involved in fake relationships, but they have very real consequences.
Yes.
I think that's a nice turn of phrase
Yeah. No, man, you've got her on the ropes.
She goes, he told me he would kill himself once, but I never thought he would do it. I go, show me the letter. I never knew him to be suicidal. Fragile, yes, but suicidal, never. Well, if you know, as long as you don't read his blogs.
No, that's Joe Curry, not Dick Alderaan.
That's a good point.
And believe me, Dick, life is imitating art, man.
She goes, okay, do you remember about his accident? I go, of course I do. He goes, this is one of his messages about talking about his health and his coma. So we got the real Mavis Mills here. We got the one who was talking to Dick Eldorado.
Right, stop the clock. All right. So here's the deal. Let's look at the scenario of what we got current day, okay? You got in touch with your old Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
We know now that the old Belinda got in touch with Mavis.
We know somebody got in touch with Mavis. I don't know if it's old Belinda. It could be the guy who's running the syndicate. Old Belinda might not be allowed to do anything anymore because she fucked up.
But she had to get the message somewhere.
She
knows enough where she's got prepared stuff of the stuff that I wrote her. And I know what I wrote her. And that's just what she's sending you is what I wrote. So with that being in mind, so we have Mavis. We have the Belinda who we think is the old Belinda. Now the question, the head scratcher is, who is this new Belinda? Is it connected?
It's her husband.
You believe
it's what she said, and we heard a deep voice whispering sweet nothings while Belinda, my girl, was talking to me. Yeah, it's her husband.
Okay, so the whole theory that you might have been sold is out the window.
I'm not being accusatory.
I'm just you know.
In the very beginning,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
But for the past months, no, I don't think I've been sold.
All right.
I think I've been passed around within the syndicate from times.
But it's in the same group.
I think it's all in the same group.
All right, very good, fine.
I think we established that with the phone call.
Okay.
She goes, this is one message about him talking about his health and his coma. I go, also show me the letter you sent Belinda where you called me all sorts of terrible things. The letter that caused her to stop loving me. Email me the letter. So then she goes, Mavis, now this is from Dick Eldorado to Mavis. Mavis, thank you for keeping me in mind, and don't ever forget me. First of all, Happy New Year. I don't know where to begin. I've been in intensive care in the hospital for the past 3.5 weeks. My arm that was broken was really badly infected, and it spread through my body. As I was telling you, I was staying at my friend's house waiting to get back into my place from the storm. Right after Superstorm Sandy.
The last letter I wrote?
I was staying on my friend's couch, and I was just so tired, and I fell into a coma, like a ditch. My friend found me, and they rushed me to a hospital. I did not regain consciousness till the day after Christmas, when Stupid called me up and said, hey, get on the horse, you got work to do.
But that's the last thing you wrote her.
That's what she's sending me. And I've never heard this, till the day after Christmas. They told me that it was touch and go, and they almost lost me several times. I've been out of the hospital since Sunday, but I've been on so many antibiotics that today is the first day I am thinking clearly. My friend has been taking care of Mr. Whiskers, and he looks okay. I should be back in my place in a couple of weeks, as the contractor did no work on my home, and nothing got done. I can't believe I lost the whole month of December. Mavis, if there was a time I needed you, it's now. This is the first year I feel I have nothing to live for, and I need somebody to give me the strength to get through.
And believe me, that was life imitating art.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly, you know, it's almost, that's, it's kind of, that was the last thing I wrote. I wrote that, I think, on January 1st of the end, and that's how I was kind of feeling in my real life as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Minus the cat.
But, you know, it's ironic that she, you know, that this is real shit. That they've got this, and she's forwarding it back to you.
There was a point when I saw light, and I was going to follow it. This happened before, I have told you. I was heading toward the light. I could tell it's you because there's spelling mistakes. I was heading toward the light, and something told me to turn back. And now that I'm back, I don't know. I just don't know why I'm here. I think because of you. Besides Mr. Whiskers, I have nobody. Mavis, please, please, tell me you are here for me. You're the only thing I have to cling to. Please, let me know. Love always, Richard Eldorado.
Notice how there was no poet, and notice how heavy duty that note was.
Yeah.
I didn't write poetry, there's no Dr. Wah Wing Chow, none of that shit, you know?
She continues, a doctor also played with his health. I can send for you too.
Speaking of which, old Dr. Wah Wing Chow.
I have nothing to do with what killed him. I go, well, there you go. He fell in love with and died over a fucking lie. Congratulations. Ha, 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 ha. Another dead Mugu. He loved you straight out. He loved you, and you were a reason for his life. The problem was he never got to know you because you were a liar. He loved you.
But what's interesting is how they can turn the truth. I remember that letter, and I remember writing that letter around January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, because you know how distraught I was at the time, it's Joe Curry. And a lot of my personal, you know, being distraught went into that letter as Dick Eldorado. I remember that letter damned well.
So does she.
And that's what's scary.
Listen,
As much as we goof on these guys as assholes and not thorough, that's pretty damn thorough.
Mavis is bringing the A game.
This shows the consistency
of Mavis being Mavis.
And that's very interesting because there was a lot of missteps in the new
Belinda,
where they want, but
not this Mavis.
I mean, I'm sitting there listening to this, going, Jesus, a little chilled that they know. Much as we, you know, send them horseshit, they're on top of it,
yeah,
and they'll send it back to you to transcript it. Kind of scary, and they're going to try to turn the tables on you.
They're certainly trying. Mavis goes, don't ever call me a liar, and never tell me I killed him. I go, I know the truth hurts. I will call you whatever I see fit.
You want to know something? She's kind of got a point. She's, you know, it's kind of scary. The way she's proving that, she's kind of got a point.
Well, I'll go on.
I know.
What should I call somebody who pretends to be somebody else? What was the point? It could never end well because the man loved you, but at some point it would end badly. What did you hope to gain? How much money is a life worth? She goes, he also took so much painkiller. Son of a bitch. I go, he left a suicide note. He knew exactly what he was doing. He put 3 pills of Mr. Whiskers Fancy Feast cat food.
Oh, that poor little thing.
Yeah, but she wants to bring her A game. I'm just making up bullshit as I go. I go, what's the matter, Mavis? You going to Facebook block me again because the truth is too hard to deal with? This is my reality.
I'll tell you right now, if you wrote a goodbye poem, I'm buying you a steak fucking dinner. I'm taking you out. We'll go out for drinks and steaks.
My friend is dead because Belinda vouched for you and I let you in his life. All 3 of us have blood on our hands. She goes, read this. He sent it to me. She goes, the painkillers have been the problem. The pain has been so bad in the arm that I feel I may be coming dependent on them. I struggle every day, and one of the things that gets me through this is knowing that you and your love is there for me. I go, yes, Mavis, he grew to love you. Maybe too much, maybe too fast, but he grew to love you. Unfortunately, he never knew you because you hid behind a white girl.
Now, let me tell you something. She put her foot in cow shit on that one because it's kind of alluding to her that she was all I had to live for.
Yeah.
You know, so now, yeah, she put her foot in cow shit. She shouldn't have phrased that.
A lesser scambaiter might have a problem with this though, because Mavis is bringing some good stuff to the table.
And you want to know something? Either somebody's very upset or somebody's covering their ass because they're hitting because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're. You know how they try to dissuade it? Isn't it? How could you say I'm very? They're hitting. This is like a court. I mean, I ain't kidding you. I mean, was she sending in all this info? Well, he said, well, he's really, really? Let me show you what he wrote me. And he's got all this stuff that I wrote as Dick Eldorado. They're really playing their A game.
She goes, we never got too strong because we email each other like 1 or 2 weeks. He was not serious with me. I go, are you fucking delusional?
Exactly, because in those one, I love you, I can't live without, you know, she was pouring it on.
I go, of course he loved you. That is why you wanted to come clean with him, because you knew he loved you.
Yeah.
She goes, he never took me serious. He writes like two or one or 3 weeks. Do you know Vito Cazada?
Son of a bitch.
Fucking Joe, not even here, making my life difficult.
Over nonsense. And guys, just so you know, Cazada is Italian for bullshit. I specifically found the word for bullshit in Italian, and I made it Vito Cazada.
Do you know Vito Cazada? I go, you. Give her credit.
I love it. I love my job. I love this show. I love it.
I'll remind you of that next time you bitch.
I'll be soon.
I'm sure. I go, you say that because it makes reality easier for you to deal with. I knew the man. He loved you very, very much. What? Who the fuck cares about Vito Cazada? She goes, he threatened Richard. I go, and then I'm responding. I go, not everybody's online all the time like us. He was sick and he was busy, but his love for you was constant. You know that in your heart. So what? She goes, I have also heard from my private detective. Now she's fucking quoting you. She goes, I have also heard from my private detective, Johnny Carstairs, and he's been talking to Vito Cazada as me, and I think we can make the sting on him in several weeks. Johnny Carstairs and I have been working on the sting to get Vito Cazada.
God almighty, is she good?
Yeah, she's
scary good, dude.
Yeah,
scary.
She is. I go. She continues, this is some of his message. But first, about my arm. There is still a good possibility they could amputate my arm because of the gangrene infection.
Please have notes from Wawing Chow. Please, lady, please.
Mavis continues, this past week, my doctor brought in a specialist, a Dr. Wawing Chow.
Yes! I love it! This rules!
Dr. Chow is a specialist in ancient medicine. And is... By the way, this reveals that she bought this shit.
I know.
She bought this horse
shit. And the funny thing is, she's and you always, you and your dumb antics and your stupid cat, she's presenting them like witnesses.
Yes.
Fucking
yes.
Sad.
Which
it
once again
rules.
Which once
it
again
rules.
Proves that no matter how insane we are, they believe us. Because they can't comprehend.
As much as these scam people and kill you, destroy people, we go to them and we just fuck them up with our nonsense. It rules. It fucking rules.
It continues. Dr. Chow is a specialist in ancient medicine.
Most certainly is.
And has decided to put leeches on my arm to eat the gangrene off of it.
Yes.
I have literally 50 leeches on my arm wrapped up in a cast, and I literally don't know what the word literally means. That wasn't included. Dr. Chow doesn't speak English, but from what his interpreter told me, he did say comforting words to get me through this. And here's where I hate my job.
I love it!
Ching Hang Dua Fang! Now I gotta read this horse shit.
You gotta read it. You read it, stupid. You read it. You have a duty to all listeners.
I'm reading.
As your pal. You fucking
I'm
read it.
I'm reading. Let me start again. Ching Hang Dua Fang. Oh, one, ten, dang, fing, woo, ding, he.
You're damn right.
I cried when I heard this as he was giving me hope. Although you wrote hop. She copied the hop. Can't believe I had to read that shit.
The funny thing is, when I'm doing the clips, I didn't make the edit. I think it was last week's clips. You commented to Pip because it goes, I wrote some of the Dr. Wawing Chow stuff, and he goes, you actually said, I hate when he does that. I can't. Why does he's doing? I can't. I tell him not to do that. You had to read it verbatim. And what she just wrote you tonight, it rules. And you had to. You had to read it as the lead mic and host of this show. You had to sit there and read it.
I just want to tell you once again. Oh, wan ta ah dang feng.
Oh, that's great.
I go, you seem much more concerned about if you are the reason than if he's dead. Nice to know you don't even care that that Richard and Mr. Whiskers are buried in the ground. She goes, I care, but when you accuse me, she goes, someone might have killed him and make it look like suicide. You should reason, please.
You got to run ropes.
No, but she's introducing somebody and something else. Somebody might have offed Dick Eldorado and Mr. Whiskers. So you wish me to prolong your fate? She goes, are you saying you're going to kill me? Is that a threat?
Yeah,
I go, Mavis, how could I kill you? I'm in America. I've protected you. She goes, look at this message he sent me. I said, Jesus, it's Dick El Dorado. I almost jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge like Billy Joe McAllister.
She brought that up. And if you remember when I read that, you're like, what are you talking about? And then Pip and I had to explain to you, that's a song, like an old song, Billy.
Yeah.
Jumped off that Billy Joel.
Yeah, well, apparently she don't know it either.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
Please stop. Oh. Please stop Mr. Quezada from breaking my legs and Mr. Bix from firing me and let Mavis be my guiding light. Are you kidding me? And I got to... Now, remember, I'm going back. I got to read this horse shit and respond like I'm pissed off.
You got to read it. You've got to defend it. Respond like you're pissed off. Read it as much as you hate it to our fans and our show, you know, people, as the host of this show. You're really wearing a lot of hats tonight.
I certainly am. Where the hell is Helix when we need her?
Oh, I wish she was here. She would have died.
Well, maybe she'll listen. Yeah. I go, and where did that light guide him to, Mavis? Where were you when he needed you? Why didn't you let me know my friend was in trouble?
Oh.
She goes, I thought he told you. She goes, I told him to get a lawyer to get help him, and he did. I think something might have killed him, Davin. Yeah, me.
Yeah. Yes,
I go, he barely had time for me. It was always you and Mr. Whiskers to him. I go, God, so you want me to have the police open an investigation? Don't you think they looked into foul play? She goes, you mean they will come after me? She goes, I did nothing to him. I go, I told Belinda I can't discuss this in this forum.
Nice.
I told Belinda I will tell her on Skype what exactly I've been up to and what I know. It is in your best interest to have that happen very soon because the clock is ticking and my control over the situation is waning rapidly.
Oh, also, that's an act of brilliance because that Skype chat that they're going to drag their feet on, they're going to try to get onto that. Because if you got this Moogoo retribution shit, they're going to want this Skype chat mucho pronto quicko.
She goes, how do you want me to Skype? And I go, and if you want to get in good with me, find Belinda a job immediately.
God, you're like a dad, an old time. You get a job.
No, but remember,
go on Craigslist. There's shit out there. You know.
But remember, Belinda needs a job. That's what she's telling me.
And that's why I'm laughing, because you still go right back to the job.
I go, she's in dire straits. Use your connections where you sow. That is what she wants to do. You do these things, and I will help you, Mavis. This will end, and we will go our separate ways. She goes, if only you want to tell me something, send the message to me. I go, no. I will Skype with Belinda or nothing at all. I really do not care much what happens to you at this point. Get her money to Skype with me. Get her a job. I reveal what she and you need to know. She goes, what do you mean you care less what happens to me? I'm beginning to feel threatened. I go, I'm not threatening you. To be honest, I could care less if you believe me. If you want to know what I know and what is in the process of happening, then get Belinda on Skype and get her a job. If not, do not. You will learn it either way. She goes, learn what? I go, I've said too much as it is. Because you've raised the issue of murder is why I even entertain it this much. I know you are a bad person, but I would like to have my hate focused in the right place. But time is ticking. Send me the letter you sent Belinda about me. Start working with me instead of against me, and maybe this has a happy ending for everybody. She goes, how do you want me to get her a job? I am not rich. She goes, even if you care about why, you don't get her a job. I go, she wants to be in fashion. You sew. She sews. Get her a job. I go, I've tried to find her a job in Ghana, but she's stubborn and only wants to work in fashion. Odd for a girl who claims to be in such dire financial straits, wouldn't you say?
Quit following your dreams, no matter where you are.
Mavis goes, yeah, even Mavis goes, really stupid. So Belinda, what the hell are you doing at the other end of the hut? I go, I find it very frustrating, to be honest. Mavis goes, don't ever accuse me of anything I don't know about. I go, why?
What, the past 20 minutes?
I go, why? You accuse me of things. I go, we used to be friends. At least I thought so. She goes, why don't we end all this bad thing? I feel threatened. I think my lawyer has to know. If anything happens to me, he will know who to accuse. I go, oh, that is fine. You really should know more before you start thinking you know what is happening. You can tell your lawyer. You can tell everybody. It does not matter. As I told you, I'm not going to do a thing. She goes, I will tell him anyway in case I get hurt. I go, probably wise. Mm. She goes, creepy Davin. Creepy fake Davin. Yeah. She goes, you accuse me of something I don't know about you, and you won't even listen to me. I go, I am listening. If I were not listening, this conversation would be over now, wouldn't it? Do you feel bad that Richard is dead? She goes, he's a good person who needed someone who is a good listener. I feel bad. Has he being buried? I go, yes. I go, is Sakala really worth all this?
And I like the way you reiterated that. You know,
well, I'm trying to do the thing of a victim here.
You know, but you did. You know, you did a lot of innuendo. You started off with it, and then you kind of alluded it to it. Now, what you did, which was really good, is you alluded, and then you sent the fact again, mm-hmm. and then you know.
She goes, I had no hand in this. Why do you still talk as if I shut him? I go, I do not understand that last sentence. Why do you make things look like I killed him? I go, because I believe he died of a broken heart. But I will entertain you, your desperate guess, if you do as I ask. My goal is not to pin this on you. My goal is for whoever did this to pay. If it is Vito, then there is where we will go. Again, though, the clock is ticking. There was a time not too long ago I would have done anything for you and Belinda. Mavis goes, okay, gotta go now. I go, okay, are we clear what I have asked you? Do these things and I will pursue opening up the case to see if foul play was involved and not the suicide that it was on record as. I go, I want to be perfectly clear. I would never personally harm you. And that is where we end.
Great.
Yeah, you like?
Great. What a segment.
Yeah, good. You didn't expect to hear from Mavis
what
again.
What a segment. Well, I did not expect to hear. It's kind of creepy how much you sent, you know. You send this inane stuff, all right? You sit there, you send inane stuff. Now, I controlled how inane it went, okay? And I made sure I didn't go too
much. That was controlled?
I wanted to make it kind of funny, too, and I wanted to see how much I could pitch it. You know, you shook your finger at me a couple of times, but I toned it back.
Yeah, I didn't know this was coming.
I would tone it back. But for the simple fact that this nonsense I sent came back verbatim from her as
fact?
A state of record...
Once again,
is interesting and a little chilling, to tell you the truth.
Once again, proves that they buy in to what we're saying.
They buy in, and as much as the, you know, and they hold on to records. I mean,
well, this had, one does.
This was not going back to memory.
Now, remember though, this there between Dick Eldorado and Mavis, there was not the volume of records that there's been between me and.
But
Belinda.
There was enough, dude. There was enough there, enough pertinent stuff.
I thought Mavis played that very well.
She did. And as a matter of fact, that last, I remember, you know, it's like a lot of, I mean, I remember writing a lot of it, but the way she presented, I mean, she said, and the last I heard from him was this letter. And that was the letter that I wrote her right before, I guess, you know, before I stopped writing her, I had a problem getting her on the internet. And like I said, that letter was fueled by Dick Eldorado's situation and a lot of emotional turmoil I personally was going in at that time. So for her to read it back, verbatim like that was kind of chilling, kind of interesting too, and kind of a credit to her where she really stated that fact. I mean, we know, you know, we're not coming from a place of emotion here. We're coming from a place from just common sense, you know, and cold, you know, cold feelings. But you know, that could really twist somebody up.
Now, she started off slow by pretending not to know what's going on, but then when called upon, which makes me think she was just playing dumb that she had all this stuff at her ready.
She absolutely was. Of course, she was. You're gonna pull all that stuff up at once. You're gonna tell her that Vito Quezada could have killed him. You're gonna tell him that why is it my fault because he wrote leeches. You try to kill him because maybe it was Dr. Wawing Chow that did it. You're gonna have all this information there off the top of your head from what 2 years ago.
Well, I mean, it could be in a
separate
email
account. Well, I
don't know,
it was
account.
2 years ago, but
yeah, it could just be simple opening up the email account. There wasn't that many emails.
But there was enough there that, you know, she had enough time to prepare. She had to prepare, dude.
Yeah,
and it's not like she just called on the spur of the moment. Hey, what's going on, not knowing what was going on. She played dumb, but she had enough information there that she wasn't calling from a place that she didn't.
Clearly, Mavis had it more together than new Belinda and old Belinda.
Yeah.
She had a day to prepare, but, you know, after all, it all went down because the Belindas were caught off guard.
Well, yeah, but the Belindas are going to go to Mavis and go, hey, you got a problem. Handle this. They're going to wash. The two of them are going to wash their hands of it. Or whoever's there, you figure, look, the guy killed himself. You go and you figure this out and handle this. But what I still don't understand is, you know, it was from a level of concern from them that the new Mavis, I guess the husband, it's just...
You mean the new Belinda?
The new Belinda, I'm sorry, dude. I guess he's so cut and dry. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of nice to get back to a place of emotion and connection. It's really, you know, it is where these people really know the backstory, because we felt with the husband, he didn't know the backstory, could care less about it. But it's nice that the other two, well... At least Mavis could come with the backstory, so concise, so to the point, so defensive of her position over the passing of Dick Eldorado. It intrigues me every time.
I think Mavis played it well.
Yeah.
I think I did all right with that, though. You know, because you remember, she's all prepared for this. I'm doing this on the fly and everything. And I introduced the fact that we need to get Belinda a sewing job.
Well, that was funny.
All right. Well, did the chat like that?
Yes, very good.
Good. All right.
It was very, I was telling them I was having the time of my life. Everybody enjoyed it. It was really good.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could do that. It's a shame Pip couldn't be here. I guess we should thank some people for letting this happen. Yes. It's a good show tonight. All right. Let me thank some people. Family Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. So do you think I've gotten this back on track? Because, yeah, I mean, we had me on life support. I mean, I've kind of gone all in the last two calendar days with these guys.
Right. Now, you do have it back on track. Now, that's going to be along with Mavis. Now, getting back to Belinda, Belinda number two, the husband, if they're all working together, okay, she, for the simple fact, is afraid of Mugu. I wonder how the husband is going to start treating you now. Is he going to be as cut and dry, knowing that there might be a Mugu ramification?
Well, last we spoke, she did love me again. Although, you know, I'm not sure we really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's the love we hoped. Mm-hmm. But all right, anyway, we'll go on. Francesco's. If you're in a great mood, if you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call, 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Hey, this Friday, October 10th, we're going to have the comedy show there. Joe's going to be on the show, so you can see Joe do his live stand-up comedy. I'm going to be hanging out. I'm not going to perform, but I'll be hanging out. Going to have Eric McMahon headlining. You definitely want to check that out. Now, I'm told they're sold out, but sometimes people cancel at the last moment. So if you still want to go see Joe do his thing and have a great meal, I would call up Francesco's. Goldberg's, famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, in the parking lot of where I crushed my wife's fingers. Brings a fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Great bagel. We got, what did we get? We got onion bagels, plain bagels, and cinnamon raisins. You know what's cool? I bought like a half dozen. They give you like a free bagel. That's pretty cool. Free bagel. Cool. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmeal for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meat with their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Knish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkrauts. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for you want to eat out, order in, or have them have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends, a place where Joe and I go before we go to the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off. Size Putting Productions, my company. Need a comedy, a Santa Claus, a murder mystery, whatever you need. Give us a call. Entertainment company. We'll hook you up. Say you are a fan of the show, sizesplittingproductions.com. You can call us up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, I know you're with me on Friday.
Yes. Tomorrow night I'm going to be at Dangerfields, famous Dangerfields in New York City, 10:30 show. Stop by if you're in town and check that out. Thursday I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club out in Bohemia, Long Island, my home club on the island, so check me out there. Davin, on Friday I'll be with Davin and Eric McMahon at Francesco's. Saturday I'll be probably watching TV, and on Sunday I'll be doing a show. I forgot the address, but I will be posting it on Facebook. Check out Joe Curry Nation or Joe Curry on my Facebook page and my Twitter account, Plankfoot, and I will be posting that Sunday show. So if you're in the area on Sunday, drop in on to see me there. Looking forward to it.
Tomorrow night, October 8th, we're going to have live comedy at Sides Productions is presenting live comedy at GW Grill in Fort Lee, New Jersey, starring Joseph Anthony. He was on NBC's Last Comic Standing, Josh Spear, and Jerry Shack. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be our first show there. For tickets, call 201-947-2440, 201-947-2440. And as I said, this Friday, we're going to be at Francesco's. So, you know, you want to see Joe do his thing, I would definitely come and do it. It's a good place to see comedy, great food. This has been a fun show. We want to thank Bugs Bunny for showing up, hanging out with us. Good show tonight. Yeah, had a good time. Hopefully we get Pip back next week.
Yes.
Always good when the three of us are together. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room. Appreciate that. Guess if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one. Shh. Keep it on the down low. But if you do love us, tell the whole world. Good night.
That's right. See you next Tuesday.